الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, beloved brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that treasure and that wealth which is most valuable in the whole universe, and that is this iman and this kalima la ilaha illallah. By virtue of this, we will see, inshallah, paradise, everlasting bliss, enjoyment. We enjoy a peaceful life here, a good life, the life of Islam and Iman. And together with that, there's another great benefit is this, that this is the greatest binding force on the face of the earth. That when a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he has Iman, then that person that may be thousands of miles away, and that person that's sitting next to him become equal because they are brothers of each other by virtue of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in order to see this and understand this more, we should go back to the prophetic time in Zamana and see that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people had come and accepted Islam, then we find they were from different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different language backgrounds, different geographical boundaries. But when they had come and said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, they all became members of the multiracial society of Islam, and they had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, dark in complexion from Abyssinia, a non-Arab, he's sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Salman was taken to Faris, he's sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah. Hazrat Salman from Faris, he's from Persia, he's sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu from the Daws tribe, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu from the Quraysh tribe, all of them sitting together as one ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those things between them, the barriers that were there of language, of color, of background, etc., all abolished with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is the ideal situation, that when a person says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he becomes my brother. He becomes my brother irrespective of his color, his language, his background. And in fact, he becomes even more closer than your brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the quality of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will not find a nation, لَا تَجِدَ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. You will not find a nation that will hold dear or be have good relationship with those people that are enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. Even if those people that have enmity with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, even if they are their fathers, even if they are their brothers, these people won't have contact with them. They will have more ta'alluq with those people that said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. To show to us that this bond of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is such a bond that brings the hearts of people together. It cements the heart. It abolishes all those barriers that are between us. But unfortunately today we find, if you look in the ummah, we are so divided. Not only the ummah, you look into one masjid, we are so divided. This person is from a certain area. This person belongs to a certain profession. This person has a certain language. This person has a certain color. This person speaks the Urdu language. This person speaks the Gujarati language. This person speaks a certain language. We are fragmentated and we are broken. Whereas in hadhi ummatukum ummatu wahida, this is supposed to be one single ummah. One single ummah. And all these false barriers that were there were abolished with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. How close were we? How close are the mu'mineen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, al-mu'minu kal-mu'mini kal-bunyan. The mu'min for another brother is like a building. Yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. Like a wall or like a building. How the building supports, one part of it supports the other part of it. One mu'min supposed to support the next mu'min. Irrespective of the differences, the ethnic differences, the color, etc. And how close are we? when it comes, Al-Mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all the believers are like one human being. Like one human being. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kulluhu. Wa in ishtaka ra'su, ishtaka kulluhu. All the believers are like one person. When one part of the body aches, then the entire body aches. When the head aches, then the entire body aches. When the eyes are afflicted, when the eyes are afflicted with any difficulty and hardship, ishtaka kulluhu, the entire body is aching. That is why we find that one body, one part of the body is so supportive to the other part of the body. Something is wrong with the legs, the eyes support it, the hands support it, the mind support it, the heart supports it. This is how united the body is. And this is how united the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to be in the light of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَسَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاتُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَسَدٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in the mutual love for each other and the mercy and kindness towards each other, the entire Muslim ummah is like one body. Is like one body. إِنْ اِشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُزْوٌ إِنْ اِشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُزْوٌ تَدَعَى لَهُ سَائِرٌ جَسَدِ بِالسِّحْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, if one part of the body is afflicted, one part or one organ of the body is afflicted, then the entire body will respond. Entire body will respond, and it will be, entire body will be restless, and it will be in pain, and it will be in fever, and it will be restless because of that one portion of the body. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us here regarding the entire ummah. Other words, if there is difficulty and hardship in one part of the ummah, in one corner of the ummah, one person of the ummah, then the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should feel the pain, should feel the agony, should feel the hardship of that Muslim brother. This is how it's supposed to be. Some ulama go even further to explain. What a beautiful example. As we know, the parts of the body, the organs of the body are all different. Their names are different, their functions are different, their locations are different, but yet we find they are united. They are united by the ruh and by the soul. Similarly, the Muslim ummah are different. Their nationalities are different, their colors are different, their backgrounds are different, and similarly the ethnic backgrounds are different, but they are one with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Despite these differences, they are one. So this is how supportive we ought to be when we find somebody in difficulty and hardship, irrespective of who it is. We should support that person as far as our love is concerned, as far as our compassion and kindness is concerned, as far as our feelings is concerned. For that person, it should be like one person. It should be like one body. How we feel for one organ of the body, we should feel for that part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we find that when we look at the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do we find? Difficulties and hardships, calamities, genocide, massacres, and what have you. Every day we find news coming from different quarters of the world. Now we find from Myanmar, the ex-old Burma, we find the nation of the Yoringa nations, we find difficulty and hardship. Difficulty and hardship that has started decades ago. And if you look a little bit in history, it was these people that had revoked the state, the passports of these people, and had made them stateless in the 70s and in the 80s. And they were in such a predicament, na idarke na udarke, not belonging to Burma, not belonging to the neighboring lands. When it's to go to the neighboring lands of Bangladesh, they are turned there, returned to this land where they are persecuted. Persecuted to such an extent, we find that their homes are burned down. They have no freedom of movement. They are not free to marry. They are forced, there's forced employment, there's forced sterilization, there's rapes, there's killings, there's murderings, they're taking place. Taking place like it is the law of the land. Nobody there to stop them. Nobody there to lift a bat and eyelid to say, what is happening to these people? What is happening to these Muslims? The entire Muslim world is there quiet. We hear nothing. Yet this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us. This is how supportive we ought to be. And how should we feel? What are the rewards of supporting these people that are Muslims? Whether they are here, whether they are in Bosnia, whether they are in Burma, whether they are in Syria, whatever part of the world, what do we get in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those people that support and look after mu'minin is such that we are unaware of it. We are unaware, we do not know the reality. A mu'min is very, very valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat is mentioned, لَزَوَالُ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْلِ رَجُلٍ مُسْلِمٍ. the entire world, the destruction of the entire world is lighter in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the murder of one Muslim. The destruction of the entire world is lighter in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the murder of one Muslim person. This is how valuable he is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one Muslim person will be living in this world and saying, Allah, Allah, all the systems in this world will be working. And when that one last Muslim goes away from the dunya, this entire system of the dunya will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the value of that mu'min. What do me and you get if you look after that mu'min, worry about that mu'min, be concerned about that mu'min? Firstly, we should remember and realize that if you are not concerned about the mu'min, مَنْ لَمْ يَحْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person that is not concerned about the matter of the muslimin, he is not from the muslimin. He is not from the Muslim. Why? It is not possible that a Muslim goes through difficulty and hardship and we are unconcerned. We are not worried and it doesn't make any difference to us. This is not possible. And what do we get? Enormous amount of rewards. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those people that help the mu'mineen. مَنْ نَفَّسَ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرْبَاتِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مَنْ نَفَّسَ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرْبَاتِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person that takes away a difficulty or hardship of any mu'min in this dunya, then of any Muslim in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the hardships from the hardships of the Day of Judgment. Can we imagine the hardships of the Day of Judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Make it easy for us all when it will be nafsi, nafsi. On those days, the hardships, just by looking after the deed of this Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away those hardships. The hardships of the Day of Judgment. One riwayat in tradition is meant, man aghasa malhufan, that person that takes away and helps the person that's afflicted, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ سَلَاسَهُ وَسَلَاسِبْ سَبْعِينَ مَغْفِرَةً. Allah ta'ala will grant him 73 maghfiratan, 73 mercies. One will be sufficient for him in this dunya, and the balance will be a means of his elevation on the Day of Judgment. This is how valuable that mu'min is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in another riwayat we find that as-sa'i ala al-armulati wal-miskeen, that person that strives to fulfill the needs of the widows, the needs of the poor people, kal-mujahid fi sabilillah, is like that person that is making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aw kal-ladhi yasumu al-nahar وَيَقُومُ اللَّيْلِ, or it's like that person that fasts during the day and he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Imagine just assisting those widows, assisting those poor people, grants him that stage and maqam and that status. Is like that person that's making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like that person that is fasting in the day and that person that is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night. If you look at history, you will find even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before prophethood, hilful fudul, no time here to go into details. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the opening remarks of Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu anha express and encapsulate these attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the person, O Prophet of Allah, you keep up the family relationship, you pick up the loads of the poor people, you earn for those people that are destitute. You help those people that are fallen, upon whom calamities have befallen. You help those people. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُغْزِيَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disgrace you. You have these lofty characteristics. These were the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before prophethood. And this is so much like by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why so much reward is promised here. And when it comes to often children, and you remember, in these situations that we are going through here, whether it is Syria, whether it is different countries like we find Burma, we find hundreds of orphans. Ask the people that have gone to Turkey and seen the orphans there. I just tell them, how did you sit there in the midst of 500 orphans or 300 orphans? And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us? Man ahsana ila yatimatin aw ila yatim kana indahu kana huwa kana hu kana kuntu ana wa huwa fi al-jannati kahatain wa qarana bayna asabihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person that looks after and shows goodwill and good towards a yatim or a yatima, often male or female, kuntu ana wa huwa fil jannati kahatain, myself and him will be in paradise like this. What greater glad tidings a person can wait for than being with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? Wa qarana bayna asabi'ahu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined his mubarak fingers to show, I will be with him. لا like this. But not for that person that has read a lot of tahajjud. Not for that person that has spent a lot of wealth in Allah's path, that has his status and own maqam. But just to show you the rank of looking after those people that are destitute, those people that are poor, those people that are in difficulty and hardship, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, myself and that people, that person will be like this on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that a person looks after the needs of his Muslim brother. One riwayat is mentioned that that person that gives clothes to a Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from the green robes of paradise. That person gives some food to his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him in simari al-jannah, will give him from the fruit of Jannah. That person that gives a drink to his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from rahiqul makhtum, from the sealed fountain, and the sealed fountain of wine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from paradise. Ordinary drink of water, but so much value of that person that you are giving it to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay you in paradise, and this will be the reward. Another very great reward mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. We all want the nusrat and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in the assistance of those people that are in the assistance of their brothers. Those that assist their brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to their assistance. Ar-rahimun yarhamuhum ar-rahman. Irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama. Here in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, shows mercy to those people that show mercy to others. Show mercy to the people of the earth, and the one in the heavens will show mercy towards you. Man masha fi hajat akhi, kana lahu khayrun min i'tikafi 'ashrati sinin. That person that walks to fulfill the need of his brother, it is better for him than making i'tikaf for 10 years. And if a person makes i'tikaf for 1 year, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a distance, brings about three trenches between him and the fire of Jahannam, i'tikaf for 1 year. And wow, big are the trenches, the width and the distance of the trenches is like the distance between the earth and the sky. This is for helping a Muslim brother, fulfilling the need of your Muslim brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth, has given us security, has given us so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only through his grace and fazl and bounty towards us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, our conditions can change in a split second, and it can become worse than the people in Burma. We have an opportunity to realize, to sit back and to assist those people, to assist those people in whatever way we can. The situation there, there are dire circumstances now. In fact, at the present moment is mentioned, the current situation is such that there are about 400,000 persons in dire humanitarian need. 400,000 people. Then it's mentioned there are about 120,000 people that are displaced. There are 2,000 people, they say, that have been killed. And only Allah knows the reality. There are 21 villages that have been wiped out. There are hundreds of kilometers of land that have been brought, raised down to the ground. And there are about 30,000 people that are waiting in no man's land. Imagine, person is taken out of his home. He does not know where he is going. He has no place to turn to. He goes to the borders, he is turned back to that very land where he is persecuted. According to the UN, also is mentioned, the most persecuted minority in the world are these people, the Rohingya, the tribe that is there. They are the people that are most persecuted. And imagine, no, they are stateless completely. Nobody wants to accept them. Now with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find Bangladesh has opened up its borders. But they need our assistance. They need my assistance and they need your assistance. And how can we assist them? How can we assist them? Should we be just sitting here complacent and carrying on with life? Does that not concern us? Like I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man lam yahtam bi amri al-mu'minin falaysa minhum." Man lam yahtam bi amri al-muslimin falaysa minhum. O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person that is not concerned about the matters of the mu'minin, he is not from the mu'minin. He is not from the muslimin because he is not concerned about them. That is why what we should do is first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance only that can bring things, can change things. And this sometimes we forget. يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهَ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَيَخْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists you, nobody can overpower you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsakes you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَيَخْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsakes you, who is there that can assist you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to tap the doors for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry for those people. For our Muslim brothers, who are regarded as brothers in the words of the Quran. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are beloved, believers are brothers to each other. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another riwayat, Al-Mu'minu akhul Mu'min. That the Mu'min is the brother of the Mu'min. As I mentioned, despite the differences, despite the different colors, the backgrounds, etc., we are brothers of each other. And we should have, the Quran Pak is so comprehensive, little words are mentioned, so comprehensive. Who wants to know, or who would like to know, who doesn't know the feeling of a brother towards another brother? Who doesn't know? Everybody knows the love, the compassion, the compassion that you have, the kindness that you ought to have, the consideration that you have for your Muslim brother, you know it well. We know it well. Allah Ta'ala says, this is what you should have. Those are the feelings and consideration and kindness that you should have for the next Muslim brother. For the next Muslim brother. So we are duty bound here in the Holy Quran. And al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu ba'duhum awliya wa ba'd. We are friends of each other. We are guardians of each other. We are supporters of each other. And we command the good and we forbid the evil. So first of all, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tap onto the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist our Muslim brethren in that part of the world. Secondly, there are so many things to recite. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhuka min shururihim. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'it. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. With all these words, we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we should conscientize the people around us about what is happening. Tell our brothers, tell our sisters, tell our mothers, tell our daughters, tell our children of the plight of the Muslimin, so that they can also be crying, and they can also be tapping the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, if it can make any difference, we should get in touch with those people that and make them aware, those embassies, those governments, etc., though we believe that al-kufr millatun wahida, they are all from one group. They are all from one group. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a strategy, if a person wants to just record his protest to the government or to the embassy, etc., he can do so as well, as long as it is in the framework of the Sharia. Fourthly, we should give sadaqah on their behalf. This has become another sunnah, another act, a virtuous act that is becoming rare in the sunnah, in the ummah. In times of calamity and musibat, we should give sadaqah on behalf of other people as well. Give sadaqah on behalf of them as well. Give sadaqah on behalf of them as well. And similarly, we should assist them. Should assist them financially. We should assist them. And alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate that we have reliable ulama-i kiram in our midst, reliable groups in our midst who undertake this task to go to these places where there's calamities and difficulties and hardships, and go and provide relief, and go and provide aid to them. So we should take advantage of this and support these people with the wealth that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of wealth. These are places we should spread our wealth more. Why? Because this is sending it to the Akhirah. This is sending it into the bank of the Akhirah. Or as the Shaykh used to mention, that when a person gives out in the path of Allah, he is giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is transferred for him into the bank of Akhirah. It is waiting for him there. Waiting for him there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, اِتَّقِ النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَى. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is but one small piece, even if it is one half piece of kajur, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, otherwise spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we feel the hardships and difficulties of these people and all the other Muslims in other parts of the world, and we take cognizance of this, and this brings about a change in our lives. We also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah and istighfar for them as well, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And we try and mend our lives and carry out those actions that will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.